survey carried out by the Money Advice and Budgeting Service, MABS, has shown that many shops are continuing to charge a top-up fee to people using pay-as-you-go energy meters. Three surveys carried out in two Dublin suburbs indicate that the number of shops levying a charge has actually increased. Michael Cullity of MABS is here. Michael, not everybody will be familiar with this pay-as-you-go system. How does it work?
Well, Rachel, really, it is for people who can't afford to pay, I suppose, full bills on time. And particularly in the energy sector, it's people who got these pay-as-you-go meters put in because they were threatened with a disconnection and they find paying monthly or bi-monthly bills very difficult. So they pay when they can, basically, and they top up their meter by going to a store and buying a top-up, just like you top-up your mobile phone, for example.
So it's not just electricity we're talking about here. You can pay the gas this way or other bills as well.
Or other bills this way as well, yes.
How many shops did you look at and where?
Well, really, there was one area where our MABS service, took a particular interest in this, mainly because of the demographics of the area, of the high unemployment and of the fuel poverty in the area. And that was in the Ballyfermot, Cherry Orchard, Palmerstown and Chapel Izzard area. And they found that last May was their first kind of mystery shopping, and they found that out of 15 shops, 9 were charging a surcharge. Went back on the 14th of December to visit the same stores, thinking that the publicity that we would have given it last time around would have brought about a seismic change, but of course it didn't, because the situation got worse. And by this month, 12 shops are now charging, with only 3 not charging in that area. And also what we noticed, amazingly enough, is that where there was plenty of signs notifying customers in May, a lot of those signs had been removed in December, showing that there is sensitivity around the traders, charging a surcharge to their customers for a very basic need, basically.
On average, how much extra do they charge?
Well, it varies. The highest charge, believe it or not, was in County Mayo, where a customer was charged €1 to top up a 10 euro top up, which is a crazy. But in the Greater Dublin area, it varies between 20 cent and 50 cent on top of for a top up. You know, the other thing to remember is that a lot of these consumers are already paying a portion of their top up to arrears. They can be paying 25% to 30% on top of any usage.
Oh, okay. So if they're putting €10 onto the card, say maybe
a third of that
is actually going elsewhere. It's not going towards providing heat or light in the here and now.
Absolutely.
Lots of cards, though, lots of pay-as-you-go type cards slap on some sort of surcharge. So why should this one be any different?
Well, I think that, look, if we're talking about basic services here, and we would feel that basic services should not have a surcharge on them. Really, the service should be free to the consumer. And we don't know, this only happened about a year ago. Before that, there were no surcharges for these. So you wonder what the rationale is, because, you know, the shopkeepers are being paid by Payzone, for example, who are in turn being paid by the energy companies to provide this service. And also, I know from one of the from Payzone's own research shows that over 60% of the footfall created by this service, they buy extra in the store.
People are also getting the pint of milk, the loaf of bread, the newspaper,
or
whatever.
So you wonder why they're treating their customers so badly by putting a surcharge on top of them. And the other worrying thing is that very often the multiples are the leaders in this, by charging extra to customers. And really, you would have hoped that they would provide the leadership in this regard.
Is there anything you can do?
Gosh, I suppose we're shouting loud. Hopefully.
You shouted loud the last time, though.
We did,
and as you
yes,
were saying
and we
yourself,
the situation. So
the situation only got worse.
Yeah, well, we hope that people will get together now, that everybody who's involved in this, and will, you know, stop having the poor pay more for something that's very basic. Because in our experience, people are going without heat and light who have these prepayment meters.
Michael Cullity of the Money Advice and Budgeting Service, thank you very much for joining us.